Come stop and take a trip down on my block, where you see hidden potential, young minds sharper than pencil, and ain't afraid to speak their mind if they got something against you. We standing with you, we tackle issues like civic pride. Hate will cease to exist, just put our differences aside. From my side to your side, from Dutch Town to South Side, from Penrose to North Side, from Benton Park to Old North, to West End to West Side. We bless when we step out, we stand down, rise up, stand together, wise.
This is Stitchcast Studio, produced by St. Louis Story Stitchers in St. Louis, Missouri.
In episode 7, youth leaders discuss the current events, including the pandemic, police brutality, Black Lives Matter protest, and the rising hope for societal change for people of color in part 1 of this 2-part discussion. Let's take a listen.
They say who that, but you already knew that. That beat them Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers.
Yo, so what y'all think about what the Fox is doing? So, you know, their marquee says Black Lives Matter, but a couple of days later, they had Black Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter right next to it. And it's a big outrage about it. And so they issued an apology saying that their intention was to bring unity or whatnot. They let people know that they still learning, you know what I'm saying, about the do's and don'ts, and that they're trying to be a part of the solution, and they apologize and all of that. But it's a lot of people that just feel like that they just trying to protect their money or whatever, you know what I'm saying, that they're not sincere. But I kind of feel like even if they ain't sincere, go ahead and say that, because the more people that say it, the more people will follow it, you know what I'm saying? And you know how, like, when you're trying to get yourself to think more positive or whatever, you kind of give yourself positive affirmations even if you don't believe them?
Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to feel about it.
Right, I feel that.
Everything is changing, though. And I can't wait till, you know, we get what we deserve, to be honest. Going to take a little patience, though. I know we don't like to hear that or think about what that might feel like, but
yeah, for real. Crazy. It's a long journey, and it's crazy to think that we only part of that journey. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure when they was trying to get civil rights, you know what I'm saying, they thought that when they got civil rights on papers, that all prejudice and racism and everything would just go away. You know what I'm saying?
Sadly, but truthfully, we live in a fallen world. We all got problems, you know. I'm not saying, you know, you get an excuse, but
right, sure.
Really just saying that we all got some stuff that we need to work on and work out with, and really with not just ourselves, but with each other, you know. Beyond all the madness, though, how has everybody been?
I'm good, you know what I'm saying? Considering everything, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm mentally and emotionally back in a good space, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
How you feel?
I could say the same, spiritually and just mentally. I feel like everything's tight, because, yeah, I don't feel like I went too far off the deep end when everything has started to happen, but I do think it kind of, like, shook me up a little bit, and I think it was necessary, too. You know, because I feel like, for me, I feel like there was a time where I started to forget that was a reality, you know what I'm saying, for a lot of people that look like us. And just, it was kind of like unbelievable, you know, like, for lack of better words, like, just unbelievable that we're literally watching a public, like, he's publicly murdering this guy. Like, yeah, it was just unbelievable. Yeah, so that kind of shook me up. But I think, like I said, it was a good thing, you know? And I know it shook a lot of people up.
Yeah.
You know?
I think what kept people shook up was that even in the midst of all the protesting and stuff, we still got a few more reports of people dying due to police brutality. That's a heavy thing to deal with. You know what I'm saying? To know that in the midst of, like literally, like a worldwide trial right now, and y'all still giving us more evidence against you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is crazy to me.
I get a text like, "You seen what happened? Where was it? Was it in Minneapolis? Oh, in Minneapolis?
Yeah, Minneapolis, Minnesota."
I'm like, no, I'm thinking it's something about the corona. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mind is not there. Like, so I'm seeing it, you know, at first you can't really tell what's going on. Then you see, dude, wait a minute, like, and I'm looking because they still didn't tell me what happened. They just sent me the video. Like, I'm just watching it. Like, when they gonna put dude in the car? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, wow, like this is really happening. You know, and then I got that one sitting on my conscience, and then not thinking to like separate myself from social media. I'm like just scrolling, like just, you know, bad habit, like just scrolling. And then I see another video and it's just like the little guy. I don't even know the whole story. It's something about, I think he ran a stop sign or something like that, and or police thought he fit a description of some dude, and they at his grandma's house with guns on the little dude, and he laying on the ground. And his people telling him, like,
oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, his people like, don't get up, like, stop telling him to get up, because we not finna let him get up. Like, y'all gonna have to come handcuff this man. You know what I'm saying? Right. So all of those just, you know, stacked on each other was just kind of like, what?
Most does. You know what I'm saying? And this can't be none of that, oh, you said sorry, so everything is cool now. You know what I'm saying? A lack of being held accountable and a lack of consequence for bad action is what makes people think that they can do stuff like this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That ain't how it works. You know what I'm saying? And what's crazy about it is a lot of people that are getting fired for racist comments and stuff right now are like, oh, my life is ruined right now. No, like, people just mad at you for being racist. I have to worry about my life being taken. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of uncomfortable people outside of the black community. I ain't gonna just say white, because it's more than just them. But it's a lot of people that's uncomfortable and acting like it's the end of the world, when uncomfortable is normal to us. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. So I love seeing people speak out. This one lady, she was white, told this other white lady that she was complaining about how her husband gets cussed at and stuff now, and he's a good cop and all of that. And a white lady came up behind her and spoke after her and was like, I'm sorry you feel a little uncomfortable right now, but people have to worry about their life every single day of their life, so much so that that's normal to them. So I'm sorry that you're a little uncomfortable for a couple minutes, you know what I'm saying, for a couple days, for a couple weeks, you know what I'm saying. You're going to be, a month from now, you ain't even going to be tripping no more. But on the other hand, a month from now, I might still be worried about my life.
I was actually going to ask, like, how can we change our standards of the police? Like, how can we change those standards? How can we, I mean, like, how do we get people to hold our police officers to a higher standard? Because I feel like when we lower our standards, then that gives them room to make mistakes that are unacceptable.
I mean, just like, you know, how like a dog is trained, the way you train them is literally, if they do something bad, you let them know then and there, and you just don't let it pass by. And that's for life too. Just like, if you're doing something wrong continuously, then, and then all of a sudden, like a couple like years later, you're told not to do that, you're more likely to keep doing that action because that's what you've been doing your whole life. So in order to get change, you have to do it as the action's being taken place, and you got to do it as soon as possible.
From the jump.
We've been asking for reform for years, right? For changes to take place within a police department. And now it's gotten to the point where for a lot of people, reform isn't enough no more. Cities are beginning the process of defunding police and replacing them with like social workers and things like that, depending on what they would have been called for. They're gonna have people that are trained to deal with certain issues go into those same situations that police would have gone into. Now, that being said, I don't know if talking about what they could do to make it better matters anymore, being that police departments are now being defunded and replaced. What I would have liked to have seen was a different type of training and an understanding of what's okay, what should be tolerated versus what shouldn't be tolerated. I feel like a lot of the issues that we have are because of things that are believed subconsciously and stuff like that. So you have an automatic assumption, especially in places where there isn't a lot of crime. You have an automatic assumption whenever a police officer goes into a situation that the police officer is in the right, that the police officer is going about it the right way. And that if there is a conflict, it's because the suspected criminal is doing something that they shouldn't be doing, and not because the cop is doing something that they shouldn't be doing. So to shorten that up, cops have to be held accountable. So if I get away with breaking the law because I'm a cop, then I'm gonna be a little more lax about you. It's the same way as if you in high school. We all know that it's certain teachers that will deal with stuff and certain teachers that won't, right? So you go into a classroom behaving according to what teacher you have. You know what I'm saying? If I have a teacher that won't tolerate being late, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make their class on time. But if I have a teacher that has set a precedent of letting students in even after they're late, then I'm gonna have less of a priority to make it to that class on time. So I think it's about the precedents that are set. You know what I'm saying? If you set a precedent saying that regardless of who breaks the law, you will receive the same punishment that anybody else who broke the law would have received, then less people would break the law, including cops. Cops usually get passes on the things that they do wrong because they cops.
Yeah.
And so that's what we need. We need better precedent set.
So, like, with all of this happening, you know, what does a leader look like to you? Like, what characteristics do you look for in a leader, you know?
Good leader is someone that is slow to speak and quick to listen.
That's good.
I would say a leader is someone who has respect.
Mm.
And it's kind of hard to like really just kind of like figure out what a leader is, to be honest, what's going on right now, because, you know, we put certain people to a high standard and, you know, they're not really like doing what you expect they should have done in the past and just like in the present right now too. So it's kind of like kind of hard to like really look for that right person who should be leading, not just us Black people, but like whoever is like in the office or, you know, like just having that high role and just having respect be like for themselves, something like that.
That's good. Yeah, that's dope.
I think now I don't expect no one leader to have all of these traits, but to me, the ideal leader would be somebody that does have respect, somebody that has understanding, and then somebody that comes from what you come from, you know, so that or at least is surrounded by people that come from what you come from, so that they can understand what part they can play in leading and the type of leadership that you need. Now, that being said, I feel like the perfect leader should know when to separate, you know, like personal stuff from let's just call it business.
Yeah.
So if I need a leader in a presidential position, then I need them to be a presidential person. So like I was saying, I think you should you have to have a level of respect, a level of understanding, a level of bravery. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to tell your people, the people that you're leading, what needs to be said. You know what I'm saying? And not just always what they want to hear. Like you have to have a clear head and all of that good stuff. To me that's what makes the ideal leader.
What's going on, everybody? It's that time again. It's time for another Stitchcast Studio Arts Interlude. Yup, that's right. It's time to pick the city up. This week, we have a Story Stitches original song entitled Worthless. Let's take a listen.
Lately, I done had this worthless feeling. I swear I hate this feeling. They got the highest of hopes. What if I can't fulfill them? Stressed, wonder how they measuring success and if I'm still considered blessed if I don't make the millions. They think that I could wake them up, tie your laces up and give it to them. Sex, money, murder, you can't tell me they ain't been influenced. I wake up in my living room going through the names of some people that claim truth, but had to die before we listen to them. I'm sick and tired of people's lies, sick and tired of people speaking lies and claiming truth. When they talk, it always equalizes, just trying to equalize. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of seeing mama working when she's sick and tired. It's clear that you don't want us to be reminded how we arrived. Fair warning, stories tend to change when read between the lines. The truth is out and in the open. Lives aren't meaningless, just meaningless, cause they judge us and they don't really know us. Just what they show on news. Racist opinions breed racist feelings. Hatred turns breaking news to broken news. Now can you see the picture that I'm showing you? With these lyrics, I paint a picture that's vivid. That's called the spitting image. Black lives matter. What the fuss about? Years done wrong by a system. It's time to stand. Try to thug it out. Now all lives matter. Wanna air it out. All lives important, but it's our lives that they don't really care about. It's our lives that they don't really care about. Sad my people dying, sad my people crying, sad the only time my people feel they really got a voice is when they being violent, that's why they riot. So thank Officer Stockley, never thought we'd get a Trump to have me picking sides with Romney. At the same time, I got a family, G's moving silence, I'm trying to stop the violence, sure, but let somebody try me. Try me, I might leave it all behind me. Black president got elected, had us guessing we was free finally. That's the biggest joke ever. And black on black crime ain't making it no better. We should know better. They trip off colors of the skin, we trip off colors of the shirt. Put your brother in the dirt, act like we so better. Why can't we see we do the work of our oppressors? Give slugs to our brothers, treat our queens like they lesser. Why you advertise your body like your mind won't get you better? Knowing well that he gon' treat you any type of way you let him. You can't cope with that pressure, sit back and smoke that pressure. Why you shame in education and look up to all the felons? They rather keep you blind, kill the ones that make you better. If they kill me for the truth, then may my words live forever, huh? My people playing lately, everybody saying shh. Ain't nobody said shh that's worth saying lately. Just a bunch of how much you need for that gram lately. If you shake that ass, throw this cash, cause I got bands, baby. But I digress. Oppression falls on us, right? And I'ma tell the truth if it kills me. And it just might, but ain't no silence in me. Speak out to whoever. If we knew better, we do better. We gotta do better. We gotta do better. Why can't we do better? Like, don't we need better? Ain't we better? Why not be better? We gotta... Yo. We gotta do better.
I was asking, you know, what does a leader look like? And sometimes when we hear that, we think about one person. But, you know, it may look like a group. Because I believe, you know, that's what helped the civil rights movement go about, because you had a group of people, you know, who were on similar pages, you know, and had similar ideas and beliefs about this whole thing. So I want to go back to this topic. Do you all have any ideas on what the police departments can do to stop these situations from happening? I have some ideas, but yeah, I don't know. What do you all think?
Most of it should be harder to be a cop, flat out. It's too easy to become a cop. You know what I'm saying? There should be more thorough background checks and all of this good stuff. You know what I'm saying? There should be psyche valves. And if they're gonna stay around, if cops are gonna stay around, then there should be more resources dedicated to things like therapy, like I said, to psychic valves and all of this. You know what I'm saying? If a cop has to be in a shootout situation or whatever, they should see somebody after that.
Like, make sure it's mandatory. Like, you don't get options.
It should absolutely be mandatory. And there should also be more, let's say, like, biased tests. I believe a lot of the problems come from what we believe subconsciously. So if you just call somebody a racist, you know what I'm saying? They say, what? I don't hate black people. Or whatever race you're accusing them of hating. You know what I'm saying? Well, when racism is deeper than that. So you should, let's say, you put three pictures up. Which one of them looks suspicious to you and why? Then have somebody come look at it and say, huh, this person is unwittingly racist. It should take more time to become a cop and all of that. And they definitely should have more training in different areas.
Man, that's crazy you said that, because Vernon, you said that, you made me think about this. One day I had to go get a background check for this job that I was trying to get at the time. This probably was about maybe a year and a half ago or something like that. Man, I went up to the police department and I get in there. They look at me and they like, you should apply to be a police officer. And I'm looking like me? You know, like, what? Like, yeah, you young, you fit, like, you know. But one thing that did stand out to me that they said is that we need more of us. Like, and they were saying, like, we need more color officers, like, you know. And that made me think, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that part made me think. But other than that, I was like, nah. like, absolutely not. You know what I'm saying? Like, because what you said, I ain't trying to be ain't no shootout or nothing, man. And ain't no time.
And it's funny that they say, you know what I'm saying, you young and you fit. Because even though they were likely just telling you that to get you open to applying, not that you're not young and fit. But even though that might have been their intention, it almost feels like that's all the requirements that you need. Not to say that being a cop is easy by any means, you know what I'm saying? But that's why I think it should have more training and it should be harder. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody that's young, everybody that's fit, don't need to be no cop. You know what I'm saying? Just because you fit physically don't mean you mentally built to be a cop.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, with all of this, it stems from something greater, I believe, myself. Just from seeing what ancestors have went through and, you know, just about 40, 50 years, you know, even back in the 90s, you know, just seeing what people went through. It just, as a young Black person, you can't help but to feel like this world, or at least this country, because I haven't been to too many other parts of the world, is just not created equally for minorities, for people of color. So I wanted to ask you all, what does equality look like to you?
All right, so equality, you know, means to me, we got to get through the whole system of education, housing, public health equity. You got to get through it, like hiring discrimination, like sexual harassment, colorism. You got like tons of things. Like, we're set so behind that we're even set behind like where we live, like how many resources are around us. Like,
yeah,
the way they structured how they put houses, we have a disadvantage. Like, there's so many disadvantages before we even are born. We have a disadvantage.
Yeah.
So like, when you just think about it like that, where you live is a disadvantage. Where you're getting your education, like people have so many resources like around them that we don't have, that we're not born with. So I would just say, like, for a start, like, we need more social workers. Like, we need more leaders put in the positions where they can change the bills for everyone.
That's real. That's real right there.
My definition of equality is just basically the color, okay, of the skin should not matter, you know?
Yeah.
That plays a big part. Like, that should not matter. That's like always the first topic of everything that we want to like get into. If it is what white people are doing, it's just like, why does our colors always gotta come up first? You know, just like, oh, but the Black, like, you know, they're white, but you know, are they Hispanic? Like, they never bring their color up in any situation. So it's like, that plays a big role, like why we're not equal. Like, why is it never fair? I don't understand like why that even became a thing. Like, why the color had to be a topic of any situation or any like conversation? Why is always that be the topic of everything? Like, why can't we just continue what we was already talking about before until like you see me pull up my sleeve and now, oh, she's Black. Yeah. Like, you know, like, why does that assure you or make you want to jump? Like, I don't get it.
Hey, I'm so glad you said that. Cause no, for real, cause that made me think like equality is when like your skin color, like where you come from, like it doesn't matter. Because honestly, I'm sick and tired of seeing on these applications for jobs, you know, like, what race are you? Like, why does that matter?
Mm-hmm.
Or have you received food stamps in the past 6 months? Like, why is that your business?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I know,
like,
exactly, yeah. As long as you qualify.
Like, why does that matter for me to get in this position? Like, and I feel like that is really uncomfortable. Like, I don't like when I see that on the application, like, at all. Like, especially if it's just, like, for a job, it's like, why is this on here? Like, first, let's start with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's do something about that. Like, cause that right there shows a lot.
Yeah, honestly, I was thinking when that dude, since you said to bring up the job applications, mm-hmm. you did bring that up. I be thinking when they see like when they you have to choose like a certain race based on what you are. I be thinking like the people when the application goes through, like, is it helping them to prepare like when we come in the work site? Like, is this supposed to like help them so they won't be like afraid like this color is coming in, so they actually can like, is that supposed to like suit them for the night and then like help them out instead of like it's another color? Like, oh, okay, they're like, it's good, you know? Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like sometimes when I do see down applications, is it really supposed to like help them in a way? Is that like supposed to benefit them in a way? Or like, so they won't be afraid like when you do see them, or like, you know, I just don't know. So I kind of be thinking that Yeah, why does that matter?
Because I know some companies will probably try to make the argument that we want to make sure our company is diverse. Well, you know, honestly, y'all should have been doing that from the jump. Like, making your company diverse. Like, now you see that it's a problem that we speaking up about it. And now you want to, you know, try to make sure that your company is diverse because that is the future. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, even if that is the case, you could see how diverse of a person I am when you interview me. Like, you shouldn't be able to, have a judgment off of me, you know, because of the color of my skin, just off my application. Like, you shouldn't be able to form these opinions. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at my resume. I'm totally qualified for this position. Mm-hmm. And somebody who isn't as qualified as me might have checked, you know, white, and they might get the job just because of that. And
off the bat.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's sad to say. And that's not for, I'm not saying that's for every company in America, but for a lot of them, that is true.
It's like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up.
I feel like we can be closer to being at least racially equal when we eliminate race-based privilege, or at least privilege that's rooted in racism. Even if it's not based off of racism now, it's rooted in racism because it started when it was built off of a system that was built off of racism.
Mm, yeah. That's crazy. So I just want to ask, like, a kind of personal question, you know, to y'all. Like, how has all of these things, past, present, you know, in the last week, in the last 2 weeks, how has all of these things affected you? And when I say all of these things, you know, I'm not just talking about, you know, just the police brutality, but that going on in the midst of a pandemic. Like, how has that affected you all? You know, like, just kind of shed some light, because, you know, people gonna be listening to this, and I promise you, they're not gonna understand at all, like, how what we're going through right now, and like our situation. So that's why I'm asking y'all these questions, so that people that have no clue or have a tiny slight idea of what it's like, you know, can kind of get a broader picture of the life of youth in this time.
So obviously coronavirus is like killing a majority of the African American population. And then I think the timing concerns me, the event that happened with the Black Lives Matter protests. Like, I always think about it, I'm like, why would the coronavirus happen now? Why would this event, this tragic event, happen in the same time? It kind of feels like as it's like a setup, you know? As you know, it's a Black Lives Matter protest, so majority of the people that are going to be out there are Black people. Mm-hmm. In the midst of coronavirus, and the numbers are peaking, they're getting higher, and crazy, because people are forgetting, like, coronavirus is a thing. Like, it's not as saturated on the news as it was because of the protest, but now it seems like this was all placed. I feel like this was all planned, because, like, this is a way to, like, you know, harm the population as well.
Yeah, I could see how you could think that, and you're not the only one either. I would say that, because I've definitely thought about that, you know, especially like how we were talking earlier, and I was saying all the videos started to surface at one time.
Yep.
You know, like that made me stop and think too, to be honest, like, man. But, you know, I had to trust that, you know, the one that I believe in is going, you know, be on his people's side. And I know that's a hard thing to say for some people to believe, but, you know, I'm believing it, you know, even as the numbers peak, because I did read something about like 1,500 more cases in the U.S. within the last few days or something like that. I can't remember exactly when, but I know, I think it was sometime this week where there were like 1,500 more cases, you know, and that could be because we out protesting. And man, I just encourage people too, if you are out there protesting, to, you know, do it for the right reasons. You know, don't be one of these people that, you know, kind of go about it the wrong way and using this situation to profit and to gain off of, you know, and destroying things in the process of that gain, you know, because we lose more when you do it like that, when you go around looting and stuff.
First thing I want to say for y'all and whoever ends up listening, don't let nobody trick y'all or try to blame y'all for the rise in corona cases, for the simple fact that, A, Florida opened up its beaches weeks ago, and didn't close them after they had a rise in coronavirus cases. Missouri is opening up later this month, and we're not declining in coronavirus cases. The rest of America is about to open up. So despite the rise in coronavirus cases, and even Trump himself says, if cases rise again, we're not closing the country again.
Yeah.
So don't let them act like that's the reason they don't like to protest. One of the news channels had a live broadcast, and I sat in on it and was reading the comments, and everybody had complaints about it. This was the single most peaceful protest I've ever seen, by the way. And there were still thousands and thousands of complaints about it. They not with the movement. They're going to find something to dislike about it. That's just going to be what it's going to be. And it's unfortunate, but that's going to be what it's going to be. Don't let them trick y'all into thinking that y'all at fault or nothing like it. If they don't like it, they not going to like it. And the majority of people don't want to understand or don't want to listen. You know what I'm saying? I just saw today that a few All Lives Matter advocates stood by a Black Lives Matter protest. They put up a Trump sign and reenacted the whole George Floyd thing as the protesters walked by. So first of all,
that's crazy.
But you can do that and not see nothing wrong with it. First of all, how do you believe that all lives matter if you think doing something like that is okay? You know what
I'm saying? If you don't believe Black lives are important enough to fight for.
Right. If his life didn't matter, how do all lives matter? You know what I'm saying? That don't even make sense. You know what I'm saying? But some people had behind an all-inclusive ideal as if that makes them less hateful towards a particular group or whatever, and it doesn't. You know what I'm saying? But the fact of the matter is, a lot of times they can say something like all lives matter, and to them that means that they're not prejudiced or hateful towards any group.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are intellectual cowards. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So they might believe some things that in the forefront they refuse to believe that they believe.
Yep.
Last time I used the example of Eric Garner when they were talking about it. This white lady at a Trump rally was like, well, he was a criminal. People said that even with George Floyd, he was a criminal. But the fact of the matter is, one of the things that makes this country so great is that even criminals have rights. You know what I'm just a little tidbit, because there are a lot of people, regardless of what color or movement you're with, that don't understand this. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people understand that minorities' rights are being broken, but they don't have any meat behind it. They don't know how to argue that point. So when Cardi B came up and was like, we deserve the same rights that y'all got, Tommy Lauren said, well, what rights are y'all not getting that we're entitled to? I'll tell you what rights we're not getting. Eric Garner and George Floyd should have both got trials. If they were quote-unquote criminals, they should have gotten trials. They have a right to trial, they have a right to due process, and they have a right to representation if they can't afford it. You know what I'm saying? And this is stuff that cops tell us. So when you speak on these things and you say, oh, it's okay that they killed him, even though they broke the law by killing him, it's okay that they did it because he's a criminal. What you're doing is betraying the idea that you believe that everybody is equal. You know what I'm saying? What you're doing is betraying that. Your subconscious is now betraying what you think that you believe.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say something like, oh, well, they criminals. They criminals. It is what it is. Now, granted, criminals, once you become a felon, you lose certain rights. That's part of the process. But you don't lose the rights that they're being deprived of. George Floyd, regardless of what his criminal history was, whatever else they're saying, it's irrelevant to the fact that he was unjustly murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever someone's unjustly murdered, if your first idea is to start thinking of all these reasons that it's okay that they were murdered, then you have some subconscious things that you're not dealing with. And I don't say that to say that only white people or only All Lives Matter people have subconscious beliefs that they're not brave enough to deal with. But yesterday, I was up late watching a documentary about The Undertaker, somebody I used to watch when I was little, a wrestler, right? And during one of his interviews, he had this shirt on that was the shape of Texas, but it was an American flag with a blue stripe through it, which essentially means Blue Lives Matter. Now, originally, I was like, oh, no, not him. Let me tell you why that shouldn't upset you. I went to Central, right?
Yep.
Now, my time at Central was amazing. However, when I talk to other alumni, they don't give the count of having an amazing time at Central. So we went to the same school and walked away having two completely different experiences. And therefore, we have a completely different type of feeling in regards to the school, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the stripe through the blue stripe through the flag or Blue Lives Matter is to first honor fallen cops and B, to signify the community's relationship with the police. So if the Undertaker, his real name is Mark Calloway, I believe, if he's never had any problems with police officers, you know what I'm saying? If all his exchanges have been pleasant, if they've never done anything wrong to anybody that he's ever met, you know what I'm saying? And he's been presented with this stigma that they only killing thugs because thugs are doing bad things, it makes sense that he would believe that Blue Lives Matter. Because we do these things based off of experiences. Now, does that mean I agree with him? Absolutely not. But I understand why he got there. Now, that being said, there are people that say all lives matter because they truly believe that Black Lives Matter means that just Black Lives Matter.
Mm. Come on, come on.
Now, you know what I'm saying? Even if that's not what we're saying, that's what they believe. So, by the way, for anybody watching, whether you believe in Blue Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, or All Lives Matter, I'm probably going to say something that you don't like.
Yo, he just...
Now, that being said, there are people in All Lives Matter that honestly believe that saying Black Lives Matter means that Black lives are the only ones that matter.
Mm.
Now, let me tell you this. If you're a Black Lives Matter supporter, one of the worst things you can do when encountering somebody that says all lives matter is to cuss them out or cut them off or whatever the case is. Even though it's a natural reaction of that stems from your anger from what you've had to go through or what you've had to witness somebody else go through, the best thing you can do for the movement is to try to help them explain why we're saying that Black Lives Matter.
Yeah,
exactly.
Now, that being said, everybody's not going to get it. Everybody don't want to get it. Everybody don't care enough to get it. But the best thing that you can do is attempt to get them to understand. There's a lack of understanding on every side.
Yeah, it is.
Regardless of what you believe, what color you are, there's something that you're failing to understand about the other side. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And that just is what it is. Now, that being said, I don't support All Lives Matter. I'm a Black Lives Matter person, just so it's clear where I stand. I'm not trying to play all the sides or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? That's where I stand. I believe that Black Lives Matter. That being said, one of the things that All Lives Matter loves to say is, well, how come Black Lives don't matter when it comes to Black on Black crime?
So true. So true.
That's
so
what, true. Yeah, I've had some people I had to talk to about about
more so,
that.
More so, there are countless organizations that work to combat Black on Black crime. Story Stitches is one of them. Now,
yes,
that being said, if you're not actively interested and Black improvement, you're probably not gonna hear about those. Just a couple days ago, there was a march. 1,000 Black men marched to protest Black on Black crime. It was not on a single news channel. There were a couple posts about it online, but that's the extent of the publicity that it got. Now, that being said, even if we weren't combating Black on Black crime, that has nothing to do with white on Black crime. Now, the reason I say that is because we would be more interested, people that look like me would be more interested in talking to people outside of the Black community about what we're doing to combat Black on Black crime if it wasn't only brought up when they didn't want to talk about white on Black crime anymore. If somebody just walked up to me while I was walking down the street like, hey, Black on Black crime seems like a problem. What are you doing to fix that? We can talk about it all day. But we're not going to talk about it if you're just faking your interest because you don't want to talk about what's making you feel bad about yourself. We're people. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we get dehumanized and all of that, but we're people. And if you don't have a genuine interest in it, then don't fake it. Just move to the side. And while I'm on that point, I'll say this and then I'll stop so you can go to the next question. But while I'm on that point, if you're not protesting oppression and critiquing it and all of this, I'm not interested in how you feel about the way that I'm protesting my oppression. If you don't have nothing to say about the mistreating of minorities in this country, then I'm not interested in what you and how you think we should feel about oppression or how we should go about overcoming that oppression. If you're not interested in the equal rights, just be quiet. You know what I'm saying?
Come on,
don't tell me to stop blocking traffic. Don't tell me you're tired of the protest. I don't care how tired you are of talking about race. If we still have to talk about it, then that means that there are problems still going on. If you're tired of talking about it, we're tired of living it. Because you have to listen to it for a couple seconds, feel bad about yourself for a couple seconds, and then you go back on living your life. Meanwhile, I got to clench up every time I get pulled over. I ain't got no misdemeanors, no felonies, or none of that. And this ain't about being no criminal. This is about a racial bias.
Thank you for listening. And last but not least, We want to give a very special shout out to the StitchCast Studio sponsors: the City of St. Louis Youth at Risk Crime Prevention Grant of 2020, Stewart Family Foundation, and Missouri Foundation for Health. To learn more, visit storystitchers.org.
They say who that, but you already knew that. That beat them Story Stitches, Story Stitches, Story Stitches, Story Stitches, Story Stitches.